This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he'll sign the first part of a China trade deal next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Washington and Beijing announced the first step earlier this month, with the U.S. agreeing to reduce tariffs and China saying it will buy more American farm products. The president tweets from his Florida home he'll sign the deal at the White House January 15th alongside high-level Chinese officials. The first phase does not cover some major issues, including practices the U.S. complains unfairly help Chinese companies. Those will have to be worked out in a second round of talks. The president says he will go to Beijing later to start negotiations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Trump has threatened Iran, but does not see war after a Baghdad embassy attack. Protesters in Iraq stormed the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone on Tuesday. This was in response to deadly U.S. airstrikes targeting Iran-backed militia in the region.
As the White House weighs its response, U.S. diplomats say conflict should be avoided, but Iran's actions in the region leave few options.
Iran has met our diplomacy with military force repeatedly, not only against the United States, but against many other countries. So this is the behavior that's consistent with an outlaw regime. We're going to continue to focus on diplomacy, but when Iran attacks the United States, as it did through its proxy type Hezbollah, we will respond militarily in self-defense.
U.S. officials have said the strikes on Khatib Hezbollah weapons storage facilities and command and control locations were in response to a rocket attack that killed a U.S. defense contractor. Washington's retaliatory strike killed at least 25 people. Mary Mata for Jesusa Mononi, VOA Washington.
And this is VOA News. North Korea's latest rhetoric has a familiar ring to it, as leader Kim Jong-un at a meeting of the Workers' Party Central Committee accused the Trump administration of dragging its feet in nuclear negotiations. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Impudent, sordid, and gangster-like. All adjectives North Korea's state media says Kim Jong-un is using to describe various aspects of the U.S. position. It quotes Kim accusing the U.S. of abusing the dialogue between the two countries.
I don't know.
But speaking to reporters at Mar-a-Lago New Year's Eve, President Trump says he and Kim still get along.
He's representing his country. I'm representing my country. We have to do what we have to do. But he did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
Kim is quoted as promising to reveal a new strategic weapon. However, the reports are vague about what that weapon might actually be. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The worldwide crisis continues to deepen. According to the United Nations, the world is witnessing the highest levels of displacement.